Well, there's no shortage of big entertainment headlines floating around, and we have our buddy Larry Hackett, the ABC entertainment contributor, on the line. Larry, I found it interesting. You sent over a bunch of great stories, and you didn't have Adele on the list, and Michael and I have just been fascinated by this apparent major meltdown on her part. She couldn't even rehearse. I mean, what's doing with her out in Vegas? Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, she was concerned about the show going on because of COVID and what's happening there. You know, if you listen to her new record, she is very emotional. There's a song, the second song on the album, which is where she's telling her son about the fact that she's getting a divorce. And on this interesting and kind of odd song, she breaks down while she's talking to her kid. So she's a very emotional woman. You know, she doesn't appear a lot. You know, one of the things that gives Adele her power is kind of this old school notion of publicity and fame. You know, she makes a record every 5 years. So the fact of the matter is, when this happens, it's a big deal, and she puts a lot into her performances. So I think that's what this is about.
Well, but Larry, here's the thing, though. She signed a big contract. I don't know what she's getting paid, like $600,000 per performance or something like that. And now she's jilting the Vegas people, you know, pretending that, oh, it's about COVID, it's about supply chain problems, when it's really about, when you're reading these stories, that she was being a diva and throwing hissy fits behind the scenes.
Well, one person's personal problem is another person's diva, Michael. I don't need to explain that to you, right? I mean, this is what artists are about, right? I mean, at times they do things that we don't really understand. I have a feeling that she will come around. You know, she's been around for 10 years or so, and this has not been something that has dogged her. Nobody has ever claimed this kind of behavior on her part. So it could be something temporary. It could be something, frankly, that's occurring in her personal life that maybe she'll iron out. But this is not someone who has been, you know, like, as I say, dogged through her career as being temperamental. In fact, quite the opposite. I remember seeing her perform at the Grammys several years ago. Well, I guess when the last record came out. And she was unbelievably professional. So this could be a temporary issue that might get solved. She seems to be somebody who honors her commitments, and we'll see what happens.
Well, that's the question, though. So what do you do if you're Caesar's Palace? Do you sue her, or do you just, you know, say, okay, we'll give you some room and let you do whatever you have to do, and then we'll reconstitute the whole show? Or do you go after her and say, you violated the contract?
I think time will tell. I think you give it some time, you give it some room, you see what happens, you see if an accommodation can be reached. I mean, look, a place like Caesar's, I have to imagine, over the 60 or 70 years that there have been lounge acts at Caesars, everything from the Rat Pack to Helen Reddy to fill in the blanks, there have been issues where people either can't perform or don't want to perform, or they want to redo their contracts, or they want a nicer room, or they want red M&Ms in their rider. You know, they'll still iron this out. I think in the days of social media, this gets a lot of attention, but I think they'll figure this thing out.
All right, Larry Hackett, on your list of all these entertainment stories of the week, what else is floating your boat?
Well, there's a couple of things. I think the Neil, you know, I never thought I would mention the words Neil Young and Cardi B in the same story, but it seems as if there are two issues going on here that, you know, have a certain relationship to one another regarding free speech. So the first one is Neil Young, which, of course, a lot of listeners know Neil Young. They've been listening to him for many, many, many years. His music has been pulled from Spotify.
Our newsman's talking in the background. Just ignore him, Larry.
Joe,
we ignore him. We ignore him most of the time anyway.
So Neil's music has been pulled from Spotify because Neil doesn't like Joe Rogan, and the messages that Joe Rogan has on his podcast involving vaccination. Joe Rogan, as you might know, signed a deal with Spotify last year for what is estimated to be $100 million. And Neil Young has always been very persnickety about where his music appears. And he has decided he didn't want Warner Brothers to allow Spotify to have his music while they were promoting what he believes are false narratives about the vaccine. So, in fact, Spotify has taken it off. Meanwhile, you've got Cardi B over here, who has won a $4 million judgment against a YouTube gossip columnist who, for the past 4 years, has made claims that Cardi B is a prostitute, that her child is illegitimate, that she has herpes, and made all kinds of claims, told to stop, didn't stop, and drove Cardi B to what Cardi B says was suicide, considerations of suicide. A judge said, I don't care if it's YouTube, I don't care what era we live in, you can't say false things about someone and get away with it. And this woman now owes $4 million to the rapper. So interesting ideas of free speech running around in the new social media world that we have.
Well, let's take this up. Sarah Palin is suing the New York Times because they said that she put a target on Gabby Gifford's face, and she never did that. So should Sarah Palin win that suit as well?
wow, we were just talking about Cardi B. How did we get to Sarah Palin?
Well, no, it's about public figures being sued or suing. You know.
I think in all of these cases, you consider the facts involved, right? I think in the case of the New York Times, the idea that we're comparing the New York Times to some YouTube gossip columnist, I don't know. But I think the case has to be judged on its merits, and you look at each one. In the Times case, I know that James Bennett, the then editorial editor, apologized. I think there's more to this case, obviously, than just the New York Times and what they said. There's obviously the whole political ramifications and the mainstream media, et cetera, et cetera. I think in the case of Cardi B, what you have is people who, frankly, were not – whether the New York Times made a mistake is one thing or another. The New York Times is a professional media organization that knows how to apologize, and at least often does, and knows what's at stake when they say things about people. You have to imagine in the case of this YouTube woman, she had no idea what she was getting into, and she thought it was okay to go on YouTube and say terrible things about someone and not pay the price. And now she's learned the hard way that that's not exactly how this works. And if you have millions of people watching your YouTube channel – and you say false things repeatedly about someone, even if they're a celebrity, you're going to get called out and you're going to get in trouble.
Larry Hackett, ABC Entertainment contributor, endlessly fascinating. Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, fellas.
Take care.
Okay.
All right, coming up next, Alice Stockton Rossini. There only seems to be one issue in town these days, crime. She talks to New Yorkers next.
Hey, you want to start the new year off by committing to focusing on your overall health. So you want to take Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. You got real 31 whole ripened fruits and vegetables ground into capsules that are going to give you over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. You want to call Balance of Nature today and use the promo code WOR to get 35% off your first preferred order, and it's going to be shipped to you free right to your door. You'll get over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day to help boost your immune system and improve your overall health. So you want to call Balance of Nature today at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. And remember to use the promo code WOR. Now, with all the junk that we put into our bodies over the holidays, you want to balance out your diet. You want to balance out your health by getting real fruits and vegetables from Balance of Nature every single day. So call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use the promo code WOR to get 35% off your first preferred order. Going to be shipped to you free, but you have to remember to use the promo code WOR.